Blog Talk Radio.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
It's that time again. It's Sunday AM, 10 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast, and this is JT, and this is the Master Plan. Number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220. Chat room is also open. Be back in a few.
Oh, no, no. I remember when you said I was the only one that you would give your love to. Your love was so strong.
Like I said, this is the Master Plan. I am JT, and I said before at the beginning of your show, the number to call in is 347-637-3220. Welcome again. Today, we're going to kind of walk away or kind of like divert from my normal thing that I've been doing for like the last several months, which is mainly on sports. I started a show with almost a year ago now, back in Memorial Day weekend, I started it. And I didn't start it with any sports. I started with quite a few controversial subjects. Well, I'm jumping back into the fray again. One of the things I had talked about earlier in my earlier programs was same-sex marriage. Well, things happened recently. From a few states that I thought I'd like to bring it back and bring up that debate, see if somebody wants to join in on the debate or just listen to what I have to say. Well, let's talk about this for a minute. Same-sex marriage. We got several states that are allowing that right now. We have New York, we have Connecticut, the District of Columbia, Iowa, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and the new one Washington State has jumped into the fray somewhat, but the new one that's happened very recently, is the beautiful state of Maryland. The governor of Maryland has signed a bill legalizing gay marriage. Quite naturally, the anti-gay part of the state and probably the nation is outraged again because of the fact that here's another state that supposedly, and I'm just saying it, I'm saying like another state goes down to this legalizing gay marriage. I'm just putting the information out there. I'm not going one way or the other with here. I thought it'd bring up a nice debate on gay versus anti-gay, and it's not going to go away. Let me put it that way. It will not go away. And this is, for the most part, quite a few black ministers or pastors, whatever, are vehemently opposed to this. And let's hear what some Maryland ministers had to say before this thing got legalized. Well, I guess I won't hear that. I thought I would, but apparently it doesn't come up. That's okay. Let's hear about the debate that I have something on about same-sex marriage. Let's see what we have here.
All right, guys. Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee. The first stop for the so-called Civil Marriage Protection Act. A similar bill failed last year, but now Governor O'Malley is out in the open with his support of the issue. Opponents say they're confident that won't make any difference. Each side got about 2 hours to present its case to the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee. Governor O'Malley frames the issue as one of fairness.
It's not right, and it is not just, that the children of gay couples should have lesser protection than the children of other families in our state.
Some of the most vocal opponents are the pastors of predominantly African-American churches in Prince George's County and Baltimore City.
I have no problem with civil union. I have the problem with the word marriage. Marriage, the Bible is right. Marriage is between one man and one woman.
The governor says this year's bill offers more protection for religious organizations. A church, for example, could not be forced to hold a same-sex marriage service.
This bill balances equal protection of individual civil marriage rights with the important protection of religious freedom for all.
The pastors say the protections don't go far enough.
The fact is, we live in a litigious society. If this passes, we will be sued when we deny same-sex couples services that we give other couples.
Last year, the same-sex marriage bill made it through the state Senate before stalling in the House. This year, opponents hope for an even earlier victory.
I'm hoping that we can kill it in the Senate so we'll not make it to the House.
With the stroke of a pen completing the action, history was made as Governor O'Malley signed same-sex marriage into law. Montgomery County Senator Jamie Raskin says the passage of this bill is a big moment for Maryland because it gives everyone equal marriage rights under the law.
In the process, we've reconciled the value of everybody in Maryland having the right to participate equally in our institutions with the value of respecting people's religious freedom.
But the battle over same-sex marriage isn't quite over yet. Opponents say they plan to gather signatures for a petition that would bring same-sex marriage to a voter referendum. Opponents of same-sex marriage need to collect about 56,000 signatures to put the issue before state voters in November. Washington County Delegate Neil Parrott is helping with the effort to collect those signatures. Parrott says he thinks Marylanders will ultimately say no.
I think when it gets to the ballot, the people are going to decide that the definition of marriage is one man and one woman, that will stick.
But Raskin disagrees.
If we have to go to the polls, I think Maryland will deliver a resounding vote in favor of same-sex marriage and the right of everybody to get married.
In Annapolis, I'm Annie Emberland, CNS TV.
And as you heard, the cheers rang out in that marble hallway of the Maryland State Statehouse when Governor Martin O'Malley signed the gay marriage law. And when he signed it, he handed off the pens to gay members of the General Assembly gathered around him. And his quote is this: "For a free and diverse people, for people of many faiths, for people committed to the principle of religious freedom, for the way forward as always found, for the greater respect of the equal rights of all, for the human dignity of all," the Democratic governor said before signing the law. Now, I know there's a lot of controversy about the gay marriage. If you like to get in on it, you can talk anonymously on the chat room if you like. If you like to make yourself heard, you can call up. Like, I have a caller sitting here in queue right now that I'm going to bring up and talk about this subject. This is an open and frank subject. I'm not picking sides. I'm just bringing the debate to light because I've talked about it before. You know what? I'm going to say this. In my many years I've been on this earth, being an African American and being dealt with in different ways, and those who are African American are well aware of know what I'm talking about. Being discriminated against is not a beautiful thing. It's an ugly thing, and it raises its ugly head. To this day, it still raises its ugly head. So even though I may not agree with same-sex marriage, and I'm putting my opinion out there, I think people have the right to live their lives as they are and be judged by the God Almighty. So I have two callers that are calling in right now. So let me bring my first caller in, and then we'll go from there. I think caller from the Skype, welcome to the Master Plan. State your name and what you got to say.
I believe it is me, Mr. FSP, that you're referring to. Is
okay.
That correct?
Yeah, yes, I am.
What's
how you doing, Carl?
I'm good, man. Firstly, I want to express my viewpoint on the same-sex marriage thing. I've been raised not to believe in it, and it goes against Christian values and things of that nature. And at the same time, I also feel that God makes people and people have their own decisions to make in life. And if same-sex marriage is something that they choose to do, then fine. I was going to bring up a different perspective. I recently was asked about a professional opinion on a photo of a Marine who returned from going downrange, coming from Afghanistan.
Right.
And the Marine is jumped up and hugged on his male partner. And this photo has been used by NPR to demonstrate a homecoming, a celebration of a homecoming. And the question that was asked was, would, you know, someone in my profession use that photo to depict a homecoming? And I said yes. The reason why I said yes was because of the emotion that is shown in the photo. Now, it goes against what I believe as far as, you know, man and woman, but the fact is it's an emotional photo, and I don't care if it's a man and a man or a woman and a woman, because if it's a woman and a man, the picture's okay.
Right.
Now, several of my colleagues, you know, vehemently said, no, you don't do that because it detracts from the value of what the story's about. And in my opinion, it does a little bit, but it also brings attention to the story. Now, some people say, well, that's a social commentary, and I'm like, well, no, it's not a social commentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you, the reader, take it as, and you have to be objective when you take a picture or if you write a story. You can't impose your personal views on things like that. So I'm trying to bring it full circle here to the subject matter. Whether or not, you know, you, me, or someone else agrees with same-sex marriage or whatever, it's a law that was put in place because each person is supposedly created equal. Each person
right.
is supposed to be treated equally.
Supposedly, yes.
You know? And, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, I mean, if you're not doing something illegal, it's fine. Immoral, it depends on who says it's immoral. You know,
well,
it's not against the law.
Well, it doesn't say the Bible that same-sex relationships are immoral.
However, are you governed? Is the United States governed by state and church, or is it separated? That's where you have to. That's where you have to get it.
Well, it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be separated, but you
that.
And I both know that certain parties are I would say controlled by.
I got it.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I got exactly what you're saying. I know you got another caller, but
yes.
I mean, my point is that, you know, we claim not to be this prejudiced and this melting pot of people, but we don't accept certain things and say it's against God and things like that. I got that. I understand
right.
that 110%. But God also calls people to minister to those that feel that way. He doesn't say go beat their door down and call them heathens and turn them away. That's
right.
totally against what God has stated for us. So in my opinion, if a person wants to be married to a same sex, it's their business. Do I want my kids around it? Not necessarily, but I can't stop it because it's a reality.
Well, let me bring this caller in, and what you said that last part, I want to comment, but I want to bring this caller in because they've been sitting on here for a while. Let me bring
right.
this caller in.
Probably black.
Caller from the 832. Welcome to the master plan. What's your statement or comment? Caller from the 832. You care to make a comment or a statement, or you have something to say?
Probably 815.
Hello?
Just let them go if they're not answering. Maybe just
okay.
put them back on mute. Put them back on mute.
Yeah, I can put them on mute. Let me put it down. I put them on mute. Okay. No, now that last part of it, you said that you wouldn't want your kids around. I don't quite understand what that means when you wouldn't want your kid around it. It's not a disease that you can catch, and I'm not
correct.
Being about not being nasty or anything like that. I'm just saying it's not something that you can catch. That what goes on, same sex, opposite sex, whatever happens, it's part of life. It's
mm-hmm.
part of everyday life all around the world. It's not exclusive to one part of the world. Every corner of this world, there are same-sex relationships. So I don't quite understand why you would say you wouldn't want your kids
that last
around.
Part.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll let me clarify then.
Right.
You know, kids are impressionable.
Sure.
And if you raise your children
mm-hmm.
to be a certain way or to behave a certain way,
right.
and they see something like that, they're going to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. They're going to ask the question, and then you tell them, okay, well, look, I know we teach you that a man and a woman are supposed to be together, but some men and some women don't feel that way. They think that a girl should be with a girl and a guy should be with a guy. I've had this conversation with one of my children already. It
okay.
was uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable. But
always
at the
is.
Same time, you know, it's a reality. And, you know, what I teach my children in my household is, you know, totally different than what some people see in the world. And
mm-hmm.
I don't want my kids to get that impression. Now, if later on in life they decide to take that road, you know, so be it. I will not be happy with it because that's not what I taught them to do and how I taught them to be, but it's their choice. There's a person in my family that you know, is that way, and
mm-hmm.
growing up with my not growing up, but having my kids around that person, I was very uncomfortable. My wife, you know, she grew up with the individual, so she knew what the person was like, and and everybody accepted the person for what he is, except the mother. The mother just recently, you know, figured it out, and she's okay with it, or whatever the case may be. But I was very uncomfortable with it, and my wife knew about it. Maybe nobody else in my family knew about it, but my wife knew because I told her. And, you know, I had to get over that stereotype. I had to get over that because I'm thinking, you know, this person is this way, but I don't want them around my son. I don't want him around, you know, any of my boys, because I don't know what he is going to, you know, teach him or what he's going to do while we're not around, you know. And I had to get over that because I was being prejudiced. I was being, I was imposing thoughts on him. And not realizing that, okay, well, you know, this is his family. Hopefully he wouldn't do anything like that and stuff like that. I mean, to this day, I won't be friends with him on Facebook or nothing like that because I don't want to see the type of things that he does in his life because I don't like that. But, you know, again, I don't want my children to be raised that way or to be around it a lot. But they will see it as they get older.
Oh, sure. And I know your kids, I think your youngest is like 7 or 8 or something like that?
The youngest is 5.
Five,
but the
okay.
one I'm talking about just turned 8.
Just turned 8, okay.
Yeah, when he was a baby, you know.
I've known gay people. It's not like I haven't, quite naturally. I'm 50-something years old, so I've known quite a few. I've been friends with quite a few. You'd be surprised they're not predatory like a lot of stereotypical stereotypes people think they are. And believe me or not, and this is like, I mean, this is, it might be saying, sounds stupid saying this, but they're just like everybody else. You know, it's just like a stereotype, just like years back when we were stereotyped that were a certain way. Until you get to know a person, everybody's got their good and bad in whatever they are, whether whatever ethnicity they are or whatever gender they are or whether they're gay or straight. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their good and bad on all fronts. And before I forget, the Joker's in the chat room, and he told me to say hello.
Tell him I said, what's up, my
okay.
Jewish brother?
So the point I'm making is this. There are stereotypes out there that people still to this day believe in, that and we're on this subject, we're talking about same-sex marriage, that it's they're predatory, that they're going to try to turn you. That's not the case. If you are gay, you are born that way. You follow me? It's not like you're going to be turned. So for the most part, I believe in the same thing that you believe. Basically, I believe in that. You only judge by one person, and that's your maker. When you finally pass away, you're only judged by your maker. It's not up to you and I to judge a person and try to prevent them from finding happiness, even though it's against, even though it's with someone of the same sex.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you totally on that matter. I mean, like I said, it took me a while to get over that issue. And you said the word I was looking for, predatorial. You know, I don't think that, you know, people come out to, you know, ooh, I'm going to, just like a father might say, oh, I got my son, he's going to play football or baseball now, so I'm going to do that. I don't think there are, you know, gay men and women that go out and do that stuff. Matter of fact, I can go all the way back to when I was in junior high school. There's a guy that, you know, everybody knew that he was a little different than everybody else.
Sure. Everybody has one of those in high school. Everybody has one of those. I don't care what year. I don't care if it was back in the 50s, 40s, up until now. Everybody had one of those in high school. Go ahead.
Well, yeah,
I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, in junior high school is when I knew this guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got into a fight at one point, you know.
Right.
And it was over something stupid. I was being a jerk to this young female who's a friend of mine.
Right.
And, you know, he stepped up for her. And we got in a fight. And I ain't afraid to say he beat me. He's
mm-hmm.
taller than me, bigger than me as well. So, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
anyway, the bottom line is later on in high school, and he cut my forehead. Now, that's important to the story because he had a ring on and cut my forehead.
Okay.
And later on in high school, because we went to different high schools, you know, he had came out. And the reason why he came out was because he found out he contracted HIV.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, when I found out about that, I was like, oh, man, I feel bad for him. Then I thought about our fight. And I was like, oh, no. So immediately I got checked or whatever the case may be. I didn't cause him to bleed, but he caused me to bleed, and I don't know.
Right.
Whatever. But anyway, the bottom line was that this guy's still alive. This guy is my age, and he's still in D.C., and he's still doing his thing as far as being successful, and he's proud of who he is, and he doesn't care who knows, you know. And he's even converted to Islam. Now I'm like,
really?
Yes, he's a Muslim. He changed
really?
His name. Yes, and that's what I'm getting to, that, you know, this person is, he's a good dude, and he's Muslim, and he's gay, and the people in his community accept him. So
you know, wow! I'm not to interrupt you, but I'm real amazed because one of the most intolerant communities is the Muslim community with being gay. When you told me that, I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
If you look on one of my, I'll tell you when we get off the air, I'll tell you the person's name off the air, and
right.
I'll let you go look him up or whatnot. But the what I'm getting to is, you know, just because he was gay didn't mean that he was less of a friend to me.
Sure.
We fought over something stupid. We both realized it or whatever. And to this day, I'm still cool with him. I mean, I don't
right.
agree with some of the things he posts or says.
Right.
But he's a guy that I know. If something were to go down with me, like with my incident,
right.
you know, he said, I hope you feel better, you know, I hope things get okay, blah, blah, blah. But there's never been that type of you know, you're attractive type relationship. No, not whatsoever, you know. And he's in his situation, he's surviving the HIV. And the reason why he's the way he is because he was raped by his uncle.
Wow.
And you know, and then it became, I guess, a lifestyle for him. And
wow.
he was raped at a young age. So it's not
wow.
like these guys and girls are going out there, you know, oh, I'm gonna just be gay. I'm just gonna be
right.
flamboyant. Now
mm-hmm.
now I will say this. Flamboyant gay dudes bother me. I'm very macho, and I know I probably
okay.
bother some gay men and women, whatever, because I'm very masculine and macho. But the overly extreme flamboyant gay men bother me.
Okay,
it just does.
That's funny because let me say what Jeff had said in the chat room, and then I'm going to give you a story that you'll probably be surprised. It's about
me. You were flamboyantly gay.
No. Jeff is blown away about a gay Muslim. He's absolutely blown away about that, basically. And then he says people don't realize how homophobic observant Jews are.
Oh, yeah. They're tightwads with money. I love you, Jeff.
And he says at least flamboyant gays aren't trying to hide it. That's true, okay?
Yeah.
When I was younger, when I was 17, 18 years old, hanging out in the streets, partying, and doing different things, I used to hang out with a friend. He passed away because of complications. And he wasn't gay, but
mm-hmm.
he complications because he got involved in drugs and doing hard drugs and things like that, and complications. And he was my best friend in high school, and he passed away. from complications due to AIDS. Anyway, we used to hang out in the street, and one of the places we used to hang out, believe it or not, this, if you ever seen the movie, and I know Jeff probably has, with Robin Williams, and I'm talking about The Birdcage. You ever seen The Birdcage?
A long time ago.
I used to hang around, and the reason I used to hang around in this place, The Birdcage is about a movie transvestites, but they're gay. Cross-dressers, absolutely, and they put a show on every night or whatever, and dress up in glamorous garb. You know, you've seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
Glamorous garb and put on a show. Well, Robin Williams.
I thought I saw you in the movie.
Robin Williams and I forget the guy's name that was in it. Jeff doesn't see it. They were a gay couple, had a straight son who was getting married to a congressman, a very conservative congressman who was Gene Hackman.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to portray
I remember the husband. He also played in the Mouse Trap, whatever. He played in a lot of Disney movies. Yeah.
So I used to hang out in a club similar to that. And the reason I hung out in that club when I was younger, and I'm not making excuses, but I hung out in this club because there were a lot of women hanging out in this club. And I hung out in the club, and I was exposed. I've seen a lot. They only had one bathroom. Everybody used the bathroom, whether you were male or female. Everyone used this bathroom. You saw a lot of things going on. And it opened my eyes at a very young age to a lot of things that I didn't realize were going on. Let me put it this way. At one time, it bothered me. And then as I got used to it, it was just a normal thing. So
in other words, you went back because they had good music. You wanted them dudes. I go to the gay club because they got good music. Is that Jerry Taylor?
No, I went there because they had good women. That's why I went there. That's
same
exactly
women.
What. They had good women, and believe it or not, and let me tell you something. I'm a very open person. Let me put it that way. Not sexually. I'm a very open person to being tolerant of different lifestyles, different people. I accept the person as they are. I don't prejudge anybody, and anybody who knows me knows that I don't prejudge anybody. So if I see you, I take you as you are. I don't take you as people tell me you are. You understand? You follow me? What I'm saying? So.
Oh yeah. I follow.
And believe it or not, being exposed to that opened my eyes, and helped shape the way I deal with people to this day. Because of that experience over a period of time, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just saying that the way life has changed. I mean, people say like Black was saying, you know, the evolution of life or something like that is changing. I mean, life itself is moving so rapidly and differently that. We just think of evolution as in animals or technology. No, evolution happens in lifestyles and in humans as well because, I mean, I'm not a big person on this subject matter. I'm really not. I kind of don't like it, but since you brought it up, I'm talking about it.
Sure.
It's a situation where you think about what is life going to be like 10, 15 years down the road where it's commonplace to walk down the street and see a male and a male holding hands and kissing or whatever the case may be? I know, babe. And my little girl just walked in when I said that. Baby, I know it's wrong, babe. I know it's wrong. Don't be looking at me like we're having a conversation. Princess, get out the room. Okay. Go wash your mouth out. It's dirty, isn't it? So, see, that's what I'm saying. You know,
mm-hmm.
I trained my daughter well. But but the world is moving in that direction, you know, and unfortunately, you know, there are a lot of people that are left in the past that can't accept things like that. Again, if you homeschool your child, you homeschool your child. You know, no one says you can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from the norm. It really is. It's different from the norm. But some people say, well, educating my kid in public schools is bad because they're not giving the information I want them to have. That's the same deal that can happen with the way people are. When you, if you keep someone, if you take away the exposure of life to children or whatever the case may be, then they get sucked in and think, well, this is wrong, that's bad. And once they get out and on their own and they try something like that, they might like it. And you don't want that, in my opinion. You don't want to deprive your children of life experiences so they can make decisions on their own. You can only give them the values that you have and that you were raised on, and if it's the Bible, on the Bible, and they'll make their own decisions. But you don't want them, in my opinion, you don't want your children or anyone that you're associated with to be prejudiced. Because as you said earlier, growing up in your time, being a black person, African American, whatever you call yourself, it wasn't easy at all. And that's what a lot of people are going through nowadays. It's just not a race. It's just not strictly a race issue. It's race, it's class, it's status, and it's gender, you know, discrimination. It's a lot of discrimination, and we need to get away from it.
Well, when you were about the gender, class, and things like that, something just came to my head. Do you think that same-sex relationships or same-sex partnerships are more tolerant when they're seen by people who are celebrities or of the general public?
Celebrities, because the general public, 9 times out of 10, isn't as educated in or have privy to certain information or certain things. Because when you look at a celebrity, you'll think, okay, oh, wow. But a lot of people forget, celebrities are just like you and me. The difference
what?
Is they've been, the difference is celebrities know how to lie really well. Because seriously, think about it. What does an actor do? An actor makes you believe that they are somebody totally different than who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They take on different roles.
Right.
They become different people. So
right.
They lie really well. And Barney Frank, he's been the head speaker for the Democratic Party forever, and he's just retiring.
Well, he wasn't the head speaker, but he was when the House. Democrats were in power. Barney Frank had a larger voice than he does have now. So,
well, for 30 years he's been in Congress. Okay?
Sure.
And he just recently came out. You know, he was on Jimmy Kimmel talking about how he's going to get married to one of the people that he there was a lobbyist for him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like people in Congress fight about this all the time, and he's a big proponent of, you know, same-sex marriage and equal rights for them. And he said that there will be several Republican candidates that are coming to the wedding. I mean, not candidates, but Republican senators and representatives coming to the wedding because they're his friend. They don't agree with his lifestyle, but they're, you know, they're okay. And it's, I mean, that's what you look at when these politicians, celebrities. I mean, think about it. When a football player or a basketball player comes out, you know, matter of fact, I got a prime example. Chris Iovadesio of the Baltimore Ravens. I believe it's Chris. If I'm wrong, please forgive me. But he came out a couple years ago, and, you know, he was on ESPN talking about the you know, how relieved he was and whatnot. And he was playing with the Ravens last year. So for 2 years, he's been in the NFL, special teamer, playing linebacker sometimes, whatever the case may be. And they accepted him. You know, there are people that still believe that Jeff Garcia is the Queen's B, me being one of them. He just talks too. I don't care if his wife is beautiful. I'm sorry. I need some videotape of him or something. I don't know.
Oh, stop. But, stop. Well, does that make it? And this illustrates the point I'm making here. Does that make a difference whether he is or not?
No, not as a person, not as a football player.
Okay.
It doesn't. But he's one of those flamboyant guys that I'm not sure about, so I don't know. I'm just joking. What I'm saying,
Jeff says Jeff Garcia. Oh God, you guys are bad. I tell you, you guys are bad. And the other star in that Birdcage movie was Nathan Lane. That's who it is. So yes, that's a very, 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 very good movie. And it shows both sides of the fence. And it illustrates both sides of the fence how lack of a better word.
To the club back in the day.
I freely admit that, and I'm not afraid to say it. And I had a good time. Let me put it that way. I had a good time. Nothing crazy happened to me. And I was never. And this is a fact. All the times I was there. Now I wouldn't say impressionable, but I was a young 18, 19, maybe 20 year old or whatever it was. At that time, I think the drinking limit was at 18, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought it'd be 1925 or something. Just joking.
No. and I was never approached by a person of the same sex. Never, ever approached by a person of the same sex.
That just means you're ugly. That just means you're ugly. That's all. Don't worry.
But I always believe there's somebody for somebody. So don't say that. I could be the ugliest thing going, but there's always somebody who wants that ugly person. I was never approached or even it never happened. And to this day, there's a few people that I know that went to that place that I know that fly the other side. But that's okay. That's okay.
That's the thing, though, Jerry, that we can understand that. We can say it's okay. We can say, you know, it's their choice, but there are so many people in the world that don't look that way. I mean, that don't think that way. I mean, personally, again, I would never want my kids to go that route. But if they went that route, yeah, my heart would be broke. My heart would be broke. But I know that you have to live your own life. And see, here's the deal. I've only seen or know of maybe two or three people that are like in their 80s and still go that way. You know, I mean, I don't know what happens to, you know, a couple or something like that. They die loving each other. Got it. But I just haven't seen it. I had a young lady, and it wasn't my fault. I can say that right now. It wasn't my fault. Mm-hmm. I had a young lady that I was dating in college, and, you know, very attractive, very well built. Of course, you know how I like to look at women, but I love my wife. I'm married. So anyway, this young lady, after we had broken up, she experimented.
Okay.
And, you know, she let me know about it, and I was like, why you do that? And she was like,
what was that, question your manhood?
That testosterone
started kicking up and saying, whoa, didn't I do the right thing?
Exactly. But that's what I'm getting to, right?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And the fact that, you know, she had went that route. Now, this is, you know, I was married and whatnot, and I was about to get married, and I said, okay, why didn't you ever tell me this stuff? She was like, well, she just didn't. And but it turns out she's happily, you know, that way. She's been that way for about, 10, 12 years now. And she's still that way. I mean, I'm like, dude, that's a blow to my ego. But at the same time, that's what I'm getting to. That was in her from the beginning.
Exactly. I was just about to say that.
So I didn't feel bad about it. I was like, I was like, you know what? I know what I do.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, she just chose to be that way. It is what it is. I'm just saying that.
This is another thing. You keep saying it, and I'm not going to knock it, but you keep saying it. They chose to be that way. It's not a choice. It's either you're born that way or you're not.
Look,
one
Lady
way
Gaga.
Or the other.
Lady Gaga. She, listen to me. She, I'm calling you Lady Gaga that way because you said she's born that, you were born that way. I don't know. I really don't know because
okay.
Because people can come out, you know, that would be the same as saying you are a natural born killer. You know, you came out wanting bloodlust and being violent. I mean, if you have a history of it, then
mm-hmm.
back to your childhood, maybe. You know, but if one day all of a sudden you decide, I don't want to, you know, date a female, I don't want to date a male no more, I want to do this, that, and the third, that's a choice. And again, that goes back to the families, you know, saying, oh, no, you got to be this way, you got to be that way, da-da-da-da-da. You know, my daughter walked in and she started coughing when she heard me say what I say and choking, like, oh, that's nasty. I'm like, yeah, it's nasty. But, you know, some parents and some kids might say that, and then later on in life, they might try that. I've never, I mean, I don't know. I don't, maybe some dude when he's like in his 40s, maybe 50s in New Jersey driving a van might say, you know what,
you're,
I'm going to try
funny.
That.
You're
I got
a
picture of Michael fitting me in the back of my van, and I got to try
funny
that.
Guy. You are
so
a funny guy.
Sees it.
Well, let me put it this way, and I'm not talking about myself, but I'm just saying what you're talking about, your girlfriend, and Jeff had a childhood sweetheart who changed teams a few years ago after two husbands and four kids.
I know the feeling, dog. I know the feeling. It's
so
bad.
So what I'm saying is this. Some people, whatever time it takes, I think find themselves. I don't think it's a choice. I think it's in them. And at one point or another, it finally, the light switch finally comes on and says, I'm not this. I'm gay. And then once they go that way, for the most part, they stay that way, because they're more happier, probably more comfortable with themselves, I would think, and this is probably what they're calling, but for some reason, it didn't start out that way, but that's how it's going to finish.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, we got on off the subject a little bit of same sex marriage, but it's all this intertwines with what we're talking about. So
yeah, I mean, dude, I am not the I'm not gonna have no pom poms or nothing like that for it. But at the
pom-poms.
Same time,
oh,
go ahead, dude. Look at you the way you said that. The way you said that now it got me thinking about you going to that little club.
No.
But, you know, because the subject matter was the bill got passed in D.C., and I'm from D.C.
Well, it got passed in Maryland.
Oh, in Maryland.
D.C. already has that on the books. This got passed in Maryland, and it's not. I think it's not supposed to take effect until the 2013, and I think it's probably going to be, I wouldn't say probably going to be repealed, but it's going to probably be fought before it actually the law goes into effect.
Yeah.
So just like all this. And Prop 8, which is in California, got repealed, and I think that's going all the way to the Supreme Court. So,
correct.
Even
once it goes to the Supreme Court, if the Supreme Court upholds it, then all other states will have to go by the law of the land. They can challenge it.
Right.
But that would then become the law of the land. So, I mean, you know, I'm not a big person on this for it at all. But it's.
I gotta hand it to you. I gotta hand it to you calling in and talking to me about it. I know you feel uncomfortable. I can just tell that you feel uncomfortable talking about it. But I appreciate you calling and talking about it.
Dude, I'm cool talking about it. It's just
okay.
It's not something that I listen. I'm an advocate for the underdog or whatever the case may be, but more so I'm against people that want to judge or put or label others to suit their needs. That's my main thing, you know. If we were talking about, you know, fire starters, I'd be like, okay, well, you know, of course I don't want nobody setting no fire.
Right.
But don't give them the death penalty if they burned down a house and nobody was hurt. Okay, put them in jail. But don't kill them.
Right.
You know, that's just like a person saying, oh, I believe in God, and I'm a Bible-building person, but they still believe in the death penalty. I mean, you
yeah.
can't have it both ways.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But in the Bible, and I'm not a proponent of the death penalty, but in the Bible, it says an eye for an eye. So
and a tooth for a tooth. I got you.
Right.
But it also says
right.
it also says that you're, you know, love thy neighbor. You know,
right.
it also says, you know, you got the Ten Commandments in there. It you're not supposed to take a life for a life. You know, and trust me, I believe in the Bible, but sometimes I'm like, you know what, kill that dude or kill that chick because they,
mm-hmm.
they're just dumb because that's
right.
my emotion. That's
sure.
my emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But you're, what makes it right by taking another person's life? If you take another person's life, you're just as bad as that person taking or doing what they did. You know, I mean, just because it's legal for you to do it doesn't mean that it's right. Texas holds the record and gives the most death penalties, especially under George Bush. You know,
mm-hmm.
he was like, okay, I don't care. Let him die. Let him fry. But he's all about the Bible and stuff like that. And then he says, well, we're going to go to war because the dude tried to kill his father. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
now I'm trying to kill your dad. I got you. You want payback. But now you're going to use the whole country to get him? Got that. Abuse of power.
Absolute
but, you know,
power. Corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, but at the same time, I'm very thankful that God has blessed me with the mindset of someone to be able to discern good from evil and right from wrong because I don't think a lot of people use their brains when they do things like this or when they judge others.
The most
most
powerful weapon you have is your mind.
Correct. Correct. And mm-hmm. and some people let their heart and their emotions override common sense and the ability to deal with things. Hey, Matt Brown, the guy we were talking about last night on the show, is actually being recognized by ESPN as one of the folks to admit that he did the pay for, you know, hurting people. I just thought I'd
mm-hmm.
throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm a very easygoing guy. Your lifestyle is your lifestyle. Do I think it deserves to be on Front Street? No, but whose lifestyle does? The mom and pop and the kids and the perfect family, that doesn't exist because there are problems in every family.
Right.
But we still portray that, so...
And I don't want to get political on this, but I'm going to get political on this now. A certain party portrays that they want a less government intrusion into their lives, but
mm-hmm.
then professes to try to legislate the right to choose. And also tries to legislate the right to marry who you want to, and that's
mm-hmm.
and if I'm not mistaken, I think that's a little bit of government intrusion into your life. So that's a contradiction in my opinion. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think
well,
that's a contradiction.
Of course, dude. I mean, you know, again, and we're talking about a certain party that uses an elephant. I gotcha. But the same thing can be said, you know, you preach one thing, but you do another.
Right.
You know, you preach, well, you know, we want to give the people the power and take it away from the government.
Right.
Well, on the same token, people have the power to get abortions, but you're an advocate of not letting a woman choose when to terminate a pregnancy. Granted, there are a lot of people that back in the day, and probably still do, that use abortion clinics as contraceptives.
Sure.
You know, some people do that. Not the vast majority, but, you know, you got people bombing these clinics and things of that nature and claiming it's in the name of God and, you know, their religious right or you know, their conservatism says told them to do it. I mean, is are you serious? Is that the way you were taught or how you should treat others, you know, just because they don't do what you want them to do or how they're supposed to do? No. I mean, every one of these guys and women have had some dirty laundry in their lives, each and every last one of them.
Right.
It's just nobody has found out about it, or they've covered it up really, really well. I'm going to say it, if you're not going to say it, the daggone elephant party, the Republican Party, the conservative side, they always want to tell you what to do and how to do it, but then, you know, preach, well, no, it's all about you and how you should be able to do what you want to do. But no, now I got to put some restrictions on what you want to do and how you want to do it so that it is, so that you conform to the way I want you to be. Rick Santorum is a prime candidate of that. You know, he says one thing, and then when he messes up, puts his foot in his mouth, he goes ahead and tries to clear it up. I mean, but there are a billion people in this world that feel the same way. They feel the exact same way that he does. And I'll tell you the truth. He's very straightforward about how he feels and what he wants to do and how he wants to do it.
Right.
I mean, he's probably one of the most truthful lawmakers that there are, but he just doesn't line. He lines up extremely to one side, as opposed to let's come to a neutral ground. Let's find a way to work together, as opposed to, you know what, it's my way or the highway, because your way isn't Bible related.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And that's really not the way the world works now. I mean, it's not my way or the highway anymore. It's more or less you gotta build a compromise. Yeah, you gotta build a bridge. I mean, you can have your opinion, but your opinion. Or the way you want to do things, it's not going to be able to be the way that everyone's going to agree to. You're going to have to come to some type of compromise in order to
make headway.
Make any kind of headway. You just can't. It's not going to happen. I mean, people have strong opinions. I have a guy I know that's a very strong Republican, and we go head to head all the time because. He's got the same mindset that you're talking about. This is the way it should be, and if you don't like it, too bad. You know, the world doesn't work that way. It never has worked that way, especially in this country. You build a consensus, or you come to some type of compromise, and then you move on from there. And that's because the diverse amount of people, the type of people you have in this country, there is no way that one side's going to fully get their way without a compromise. So that's just the way it is. That's the way it's going to be from now until, excuse me, this world, this country doesn't exist anymore. I mean, you got a little more than a minute left in the show. I want to thank you for coming on the show and expressing your opinion. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to say whatever you want to say before I sign off the show. Talk to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Victor Gardner, Mr. Fantasy Sports and Politics. As I said yesterday, if you listen to yesterday's show, I'm going to get real political from here on out because I need Obama to win again. I'm going to just tell you, I want Obama to win again. Some people, black, white, red, yellow, they don't agree with me. But change doesn't happen overnight. Change happens when we all decide to come to a compromise. And the subject matter that Jerry's talking about, I don't agree with, but at least I'm willing to come and sit at a table and discuss it. There are people of another party that won't do that. They just feel, you know what? Your values are wrong. My values are right. Don't let that be you. Have an open mind. Take what God has given you and, you know, use it wisely. You'll be judged by what you do and how you are. No one else. That's all I got to say. Tune in Tuesday. Tune in Thursday and Saturday to this type of programming. Go ahead, Jerry.
I'll be here next week. We're going to be going over a little on this program. So I got I'll be here next week. I'm not exactly sure what the subject matter may be. It could be sports. It could be whatever. On this program, we do whatever. We say whatever. The chat room is open, whatever. So this is what I'm going to say. Tune in on Tuesday to Compassion Dakini with Kim Fung. She has a very excellent program, very good program that you should hear from 4 o'clock to 4:30. FSP Crew Show, myself as the host, Black the Bookie and Jeff the Joker are the co-hosts on that. That's at 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock for an hour. And then the FSP show, the mothership, the home show, the man himself, Victor Gardner, is the host. I'm the co-host along with several people who ride in and out. You never know who's going to add to the conversation on Saturday. That starts at 1 o'clock. And back, like I said, again, with the master plan at 10. All right. We brought it up earlier in the program. We had Pop, 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 Goes My Mind with LeVert. We're going to end it with another old school song by the Happy Feelings. That's what I want you people to have, Happy Feelings, from day to day, hour to hour, week to week, year to year. Happy Feelings. Feel good about yourself. Feel good about your family. Feel good about the environment around you. Happy Feelings. I'm going to play Maze, and we're going to get out of here. Thanks again,
Frankie Vic. Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Exactly. Peace be with you. See ya.
My mind and my